Petersburg Police Chief Dale Stone worried the Office of Children's Services would lose its effectiveness at helping to prevent problems from getting worse in Petersburg if the agency has to cover local cases from its office in Juneau.
And perhaps I'm being a little negative on this, but I think it's accurate. They may come through town initially on just some meet the folks and that sort of thing. And then we'll be getting them only when we have a dire emergency here and they have to come and take a child out of the home or something like that. The value in having somebody local that knows the community and knows the other agencies is just invaluable.
Councillor Lee Corio noted that the impact extended beyond Petersburg, since the local office also covers the nearby communities of Wrangell and Cake.
The infrastructure of the office makes it so that Cake and Wrangell can be served pretty well from Petersburg. Mm-hmm. But if we lose that position, then we're going to see both Cake, Petersburg, and Wrangell all being marginalized. And this isn't good.
The Petersburg office is currently staffed by two social workers. Supervisor Debbie Downs will soon be retiring. Her colleague Bruce Westry is a retired law enforcement officer who was also expecting to leave his position in the fall. They expected the agency would keep at least one of the positions in Petersburg after they left. However, Downs said last week her superiors recently told her both positions would be moved to Juneau. Downs and Westry did not go to the council meeting, but those who did shared the same concerns that Petersburg could lose a key link in its cooperative network of prevention, education, and emergency services for children. Liz Bacom is a former foster parent.
As a former foster family, we experienced firsthand the benefit of having our local office staffed. It was especially very helpful to have social workers who understand the workings in this community. This was a very stressful and difficult time for our foster children and for us, especially after the initial emergency placement.
The schools were well represented Tuesday, including all three principals and Superintendent Rob Thomason. Thomason read from a letter he sent out to state decision makers on behalf of the district. He said the loss of locally based social workers threatened the health of the community.
Sadly, the community will see, not may see, will see, a rise in events and situations that have a negative impact on children. The police department will experience an increase in calls related to child abuse, child neglect, and family disturbances. The schools will see an increase in truancy, delinquency, and substance abuse. While Petersburg has an outstanding school system, it is strong and vibrant due to a spirit of cooperation and support that exists in the community. When one of the primary supports for children is removed, the other agencies that support youth lose effectiveness. Children just lose.
Petersburg Mental Health Services Director Susan Omer was concerned that fewer local residents would be willing to report cases of abuse or neglect to an unknown person in Juneau, and she feared more of the cases that are reported will lead to children being taken out of their homes.
I think in a small community we need to be able to trust that when we call, our report is going to be anonymous, and that the people we're talking to know what they're doing, can handle the cases that they have, and are not going to be overly punitive. What we have right now is a system where there are strong agencies that work together well, and we're able to manage situations before you have to rip kids out of their parents' arms. We can find ways to do things that keep kids in the home, and I think that's really important. I think that that actually cuts down on trauma. And we've certainly seen the product of when that doesn't happen.
When there are holes in the local safety net, children have been injured or far worse, according to retired public health nurse Marlene Cushing, who has 30 years of perspective on the delivery of child protective services in Petersburg.
Services delivered from Juneau will mean no prevention. It'll mean no early intervention. Our families will be a low priority compared to the flood of reports that the Juneau office gets.
The counselors voted unanimously to send a letter out to lawmakers and other state officials urging them to make sure Petersburg continues to have a full-time social worker stationed in town. They also agreed to work with Rangel and Cake on the issue. A Department of Health and Social Services spokesperson told KFSK Radio late last week that the Office of Children's Services had not yet made a final decision on the issue and the officials declined to comment until they had made a decision. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.